Ukraine.
Well, at Farm Fest, Minnesota Corn Growers Association highlighting a 2022 Ford Escape hybrid electric vehicle. Renewable Fuels Association Vice President of Industry Relations Robert White says the vehicle was developed to showcase the utility of having an option to use electric or liquid fuels.
We wanted to prove a point. We think going full electric is not going to work, and we want to have a soft landing spot for the EV-only crowd. We also know there's a lot of people that say they'll never drive an EV. So we think this is the happy medium, and what we're seeing is drastic reduction in emissions, upwards of 70% for particulate matter NOx, the key human health ingredients that EPA and California Air Resources Board are looking at. And at the same time, we're barely seeing any fuel economy penalty that we're used to with higher blends of ethanol. We're seeing a really no penalty. We're having a fuel savings and a drastic reduction in emissions that in many cases are beating the electric vehicles on the roads today.
And while a vehicle like this can go a long way towards reaching emission goals, and it remains affordable.
Time is ticking to reach
the cost, the charging times, the convenience, range anxiety. But a lot of Americans don't have garages. Only 40% have garages. So where are these people going to charge? The public infrastructure, I can attest to after 6 months of driving one, is not there. It's very expensive in most cases, sometimes upwards of $5 to $6, $7 a gallon equivalent to using E85. And E85 selling for $2.50 a gallon or less across the country. So if your goal is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, even this lofty goal that the federal government has, we can still do it with liquid fuels. In fact, we can do it today. We don't have to wait.
Farm Bill.